the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. A city committee voted to okay a 25-story high-rise on Wonderland Road North near Beaverbrook. But there's been some pushback from neighbors in the area and from a few councillors who questioned the height of the building in the low-rise neighborhood, which is already a congested area of London. So today I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton about the approval and where the discussion goes from here. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm good, Rachel. How are you?
Good, good. So let's just start with, what was the actual motion before the committee earlier this week?
Yeah, so what was going on was, yes, as you mentioned, there was a proposal for a 25-story, 219-unit tower at 735 Wonderland Road North, right where viewers familiar with the area, there's a little shopping plaza just north of the Costco there. It's that tower's planned to go up right where the Swiss Chalet is.
Okay.
And so what was debated at council earlier this, actually just on Tuesday at the planning committee, was some tweaks to the London plan to allow for the tower to take place.
What kind of tweaks did they look at making?
Right. So right now the property's zoned as a associated shopping area. So they wanted to change the designation to a business district commercial special provision, which would allow for housing on the site because they do plan to retain some of the businesses on site.
Okay, I see. So 25 stories, as we mentioned, is not typical of the area. Why are they considering 25 stories when all the other buildings in that area are much smaller than that, clearly?
That's right. The reasoning behind this is because that the area around Oxford and Wonderland is in the London plan, sort of designated as what's called a transit village, which means, it is or it's planned to be heavily serviced by transit. And that's because Oxford and Wonderland was going to be the sort of western terminus of the original BRT plan for London. However, the western and northern legs, as many people know, were canceled in 2019. City Hall decided not to go ahead with funding them, just the east and south links. Mm. But that designation remained, partly because, links for the north and west are still technically in the city's books. They just don't have the funding, and so they're not really going anywhere. Plus, the city still views it as a good idea generally to get some form of rapid transit out there because they're already pretty thriving districts, commercially and residentially. And so the idea is that with this transit village designation, ideally, lots of people will be taking transit, taking cars off the road. Therefore, you can build a little higher, a little denser, pack more people in without really, putting a strain on the neighborhood. But, since that plan didn't really move forward, there's a little bit of a mismatch. And some councillors and some residents were pointing that out Tuesday night.
Yeah. So some of the neighbors were there to speak against the high rise. What were some of their specific concerns? Because I know congestion in the area, traffic in that area on a good day is a nightmare. So what were some of the neighbors' concerns specifically?
Yeah, well, traffic was the big one. Both you and I know, I shop at that Costco frequently. Mm-hmm. Oxford and Wonderland alone are their own beast, but then the sort of spill off onto Beaverbrook and some of the surrounding streets can pile up. So neighbors were commenting on that. They were commenting on how, this tower would far exceed the height of anything in that region. I believe one resident said nothing on that street is higher than three stories as of right now. Mm. So it's a big difference. A bit of a shock to the system. Yeah. There have been mid rises in the area kind of springing up in recent years. Just the height difference alone, not to mention the traffic, And because rapid transit isn't there yet, presumably that would mean a little more cars on the road from residents of this building, since transit isn't as readily convenient as it could be. And so that played into traffic, as well as the area's poised to go through a bit of a residential boom, because there's not only this development, as many councillors and neighbors are pointing out, there's also the ESAM development between Cherry Hill and Beaver Brook, which calls for several mid-rise buildings, I believe, several mixed density buildings. And so the possible traffic spill-offs of that combined with this tower, and that could really add up to something. And not to mention, there is a little bit of concern because on Beaver Brook, and some neighbors mentioned it, is the Middlesex London Paramedic Depot there. And some residents talked about how, because of traffic from Costco, sometimes they have trouble leaving the depot and getting out onto Wonderland. Not to mention, there's a funeral home on the street, so sometimes processions are delayed because of the traffic. So, you hear about traffic concerns a lot in these planning development, especially with mid to high density builds like this. But there is a little bit of credence to this.
Why that area? Why does the building need to go exact? I mean, that's literally right in the middle of all of these, as you pointed out, businesses and services, and really, that's almost the worst part of London in terms of traffic. Did they discuss at all this going in maybe a different area, maybe move it up a few blocks or down? I don't move it somewhere else at all?
Right. Well, the developers' hands are kind of tied with what land they can service or not. Depends what they own. But overall, this might be a little bit less of a tough pill to swallow, if connections in that area were a little better, speaking of rapid transit. But aside from that, Councillor Skylar Frank in particular was talking about how And that's the idea behind a transit village. Residences in this area are pretty conveniently located. You've got a lot of your amenities all focused in one place. You've got the Costco, probably a half a kilometer walk away. Sobeys a little bit further than that. A lot of businesses in the area. And so, you could get a lot done without a car. And that's the idea of transit village. Lots of people walking, biking, taking transit, taking cars off the road, and, in the process, improving the streetscapes, and whatnot.
Yeah, that makes sense. There were some councillors that indicated, these traffic issues need to be sorted out before this development were to begin. Is there any plans for bus rapid transit? I know we scrapped it for that area back in 2019, but what are the future plans for bus rapid transit or even just widening the roads, to be able to fit more cars in that area?
Yeah, so city staff were a little bit careful in what they were saying, because what's happening right now is that they're putting together a new mobility master plan that is to dictate, what the city wants to spend its money on in terms of getting Londoners around. Just a couple of weeks ago, first the Strategic Priorities and Policy Committee, and then full council, looked at what's called a mode share target, which is basically to lay the blueprint of what city staff will focus on when drafting this plan. So they wanted to dictate up to 2050 exactly, what we should expect and what we should incentivize in terms of how many Londoners are driving in a private vehicle, carpooling, taxi, Uber, whatever, and how many are going to walk, cycle, take transit. And council ended up compromising on a target of city staff initially wanted a target of 35% of Londoners walking, cycling, or taking transit by 2050. Council compromised a little bit, went for 32.5.
Is that ambitious? Like what are we at now? Do we know what percentage we're at now?
So in the staff report for that mode share, where they were outlining the options for the city to move forward on, they pointed to data from 2019, so fairly recent, but likely swayed by the pandemic a little. But even still, that said that Londoners were taking just over 1 million trips daily, and about 77% of that were done by car, leaving just 23% for everything else. So, you know, council believes they can do it. You know, it's being done in other cities in Ontario, but it'll likely mean, you know, a shift in priorities. And, you know, some people I spoke to said, especially to get the share of transit riders from, I believe it was 8% to, not sure what it would be with the new target now, 12 to 13%, somewhere in that range. You know, that will require a lot of investment into transit, and rapid transit could be one of those options. So with regards to the mobility master plan, staff was a little bit coy about what exactly could come to the area. You know, they didn't want to step on their toes, so to speak, before this plan is done. But they generally said that improvements to this area can be expected, especially with the flood of new housing coming online, you know, over 1,000 units likely in the next few years. And that could sort of, as one staff member put it, create a sort of a chicken and egg scenario where some of this development could spur a reconsideration of rapid transit to the area. And especially with that mode share target of getting more Londoners out of their cars and into transit, that's something that the city is going to have to take a hard look at.
So the committee voted to approve this development, but it seems like there was a lot of concerns brought up. So why did they ultimately approve this?
Well, I think in the grand scheme of things, you know, the city's in a housing crisis. And so, you know, there was talk about how, you know, it would be nice for the city to have a lot of this infrastructure in place. And there was talk with other developments. I know one I wrote about was a set of stacked townhouses on Commissioner's Road West at a historic townhouse. There was talk about how there was a missing chunk of the sidewalk on the north side of Commissioner's Road across the street. And there was an acknowledgement that sometimes these investments can lag behind a little bit, but council wanted to move forward and not hamper the development too much and tie it up in too much red tape. However, there was one sole opposition vote, and that was Councillor Corinne Rahman, Ward 7, neighboring ward, another ward that's seen a lot of development in recent years. And what she was saying was that was precisely that. She was worried because right now there's no what's called a secondary plan for the Wonderland and Oxford area, which is to say there's no sort of hyper-specific blueprint as to how this area should be developed and what the city wants. Right. You know, there's still the London plan, which is a general guideline, but secondary plans can sort of further expand on that. And what happened was after the BRT was canceled, city staff kind of sidelined drafting a secondary plan for that area in favor of ones for the East and South links.
Focus on the ones that were approved. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so Councillor Rahman was saying how she was worried that if there's no secondary plan in place, that, you know, some of these concerns might not get properly addressed.
Right.
You know, council generally said Northwest London is one of the hot spots in the city right now. So maybe city staff could take a second look at that. But, you know, there's nothing concrete.
Okay. Well, what are the next steps with this? Because this was a committee decision. So we know this goes to full council. When will council discuss this? And do you think some of these same concerns will come up? How do you think that discussion might go?
This will go to full council for more or less final approval on April 23rd. And it depends. Sometimes, you know, council doesn't have much to say because in general, they're in favor of more housing, you know, especially sort of infill development. But Councillor Sam Trossow, the ward councillor for this area, was at the planning committee, despite not being a member. He was just speaking to it. He couldn't vote on it at all. But he was arguing that the general notice of this application coming online and especially the traffic study weren't sufficient. He was saying he spoke to a lot of the businesses in the area, and he said he claimed they weren't really aware of this development before he approached them. And So he was arguing that, you know, some areas might have been missed there. And he was also calling for a more, what he called fulsome traffic study, which is sort of a wider look at, especially with all these housing developments coming online, sort of the mix of them, how traffic could look in this area going forward. Yeah. If not anything else, you can expect Councillor Trossow to likely have some more opinions on this on April 23rd. He's sure. said so, but remains to be seen how the rest of council will feel about this.
Okay. All right. Well, we're definitely going to watch your reporting on this, Jack. We know that you'll have that for us after April 23rd, and you can read all of his stories at lfpress.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.